This episode is brought to you in part by Swim. Here's the thing about wishlist apps. Most of them just sit there. A customer saves a product, and then nothing happens. Swim actually activates that data. When someone wishlists a product, you could trigger price drop or back in stock alerts and feed that intent directly into Klaviyo or your CRM. You're not guessing what people want because they've told you. Plus, customers can share wishlists for gifts, and your team can view them to offer personalized service online or in-store. And unlike cart abandonment, wishlist data is permission-based. These are people raising their hand saying, "Hey, I want this, just not right now." Swim's been around for over a decade. It powers 45,000 stores and installs in about 5 minutes. You could try it for free today at getswym.com/Kurt. That's getswym.com/Kurt. My friends, today on the unofficial Shopify podcast, we continue our spring edition series. Yes, Shopify always bringing us many new features. I always get quite excited about it, but there is so much to unpack, and who better, of course, to explain it to us than the people at Shopify building, thinking through, and working on these products and features every single day. And today, we are joined by Helen Mu, who is Director of Product for Retail, and she's going to tell us what's new with Shopify Point of Sale, because it sounds like it's gotten some exciting feature updates and is significantly faster from what I've read. Helen, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Give me the high level overview here. I want the tweet version, you know, the 240 character version. What's new? What are we looking at in Point of Sale that you're excited about?
I'm really excited about this edition. In Shopify Point of Sale, we've launched our fastest ever POS. We've rebuilt the core selling flow so that every time a store associate is processing a transaction, they are able to fully focus on the customer who's in front of them and make sure they're providing that amazing in-store experience, both transacting while also helping the customer.
All right, so it sounds like our big takeaway here is this is faster to use, which must mean it's easier to use as well.
Faster and easier. I mean, I hear from merchants. I'm in New York today. I was just visiting one of our retailers up on the Upper East Side, and they were saying that they get so much traffic in their store, especially on the weekends, that they need to make sure that they're able to serve customers quickly and not let them become frustrated that they have to wait around for someone to help them with their products, help style them, help them with their sale. And so what we've built in the core selling flow of Shopify Point of Sale this year has been just an incredible new update to make everything faster. So whether it's applying discounts or adding customers, retailers are always wanting to make sure they're able to add customers really quickly without that slow typing and searching. And so that experience is just seamless and fast, and that the customer is able to leave delighted instead of having been frustrated that they're waiting around.
It's funny. Success with a point of sale system is how quickly can we get this over with for the customer, right? Because it means standing in line. I don't want to stand in line. And so really the end user is retail staff, but then the experience is for the customer who is on the other side of the kiosk, on the other side of the point of sale. So how much faster is it?
So the new update is over a minute faster for some of the more complex transactions, especially. So think about if you're trying to, if you have a multi-item cart, you have a couple discounts you want to add, maybe one item, the t-shirt, you can take away with you in store, but the other item, the pants, have to be a special size order to be shipped later to you. These are really complicated flows. People sometimes can get frustrated waiting for all of this. And so this is all going to be much faster so that customers are not left waiting. I don't think of speed as just speed for the sake of speed, but it is also so that store associates can feel so confident while they are doing so many things at once. There's a lot going on around you if you're a store associate processing a transaction. You have the items, you have the different pieces of the workflow that you need to work on in Shopify point of sale, and then you have the customer right in front of you. And that person is really the most important person out of everything going on. And so as long as the store associate can feel really confident about everything they're doing, it means that the customer can also feel confident not just in the products or the transaction that they're having that day, but also just the brand overall. And it makes it more likely, in my opinion, that they will come back and feel great shopping there again.
What? It's such a professional experience with the level of stuff it's able to do. Like, oh yeah, that, you know, we could pay, you could buy this now, this will ship to your store. Just that alone, when I heard that, I'm like, man, that's pretty cool. But you know, I got a lot of empathy for this. 30 years ago, I worked a lot of retail. I worked retail for over a decade. And man, the stress of like on a Saturday, staring down that line of customers, you know, and the person who's in line with you is annoyed and the one who just got in line is going to be annoyed when they get to you. But if you can move them through faster, you know, and they can see that, you know what you're doing and it's this, your professional, polished, smooth experience, it's just so much better for everybody. So you know, happier customers, happier employees.
So we're actually introducing a new mobile point of sale device. And, you know, we already have a lot of merchants who are excited to use mobile devices on the floor today. They use it with Tap to Pay on iPhone, Tap to Pay on Android. And now this mobile point of sale device, the Verifone Victa Mobile, has all of the payment and scanner integrated in one device. That's built for getting out on the floor. And so instead of waiting in line, what I'm seeing is that brands that are providing these great experiences are able to come out onto the floor. The stylists are out on the floor helping the customers directly shoulder to shoulder as they're browsing the product, bringing them things to try on. And so customers sometimes even ask like, oh, where do I check out? And they're surprised to say that, oh, you know, I don't have to come to you. You can come to me where I'm at. And I think that's what it's all about in retail.
I've had this experience. It's really cool when you're not expecting it. Our local garden center, it's down the street from my office in the North Shore of Chicago, Chalet Garden Center. They use and love Shopify Point of Sale. And sure, you know, they've got what you'd registers like you'd expect, but it's a garden center. It's huge. And the employees could just come right up to you and say, hey, let me scan that for you and take care of it. And it is the best. I mean, that is a popular place for a reason. So it sounds, well, you've got this new mobile hardware, the Verifone Victa, which looks really good. What hardware do I need to be able to run point of sale, you know, for people who aren't familiar?
Well, I think what you need really depends on your opinion of what your countertop or your point of sale setup should be. Obviously, if you want to be all mobile, you can be all mobile. If you want to have countertop, you can have a cash wrap with, you know, the traditional two or three countertop terminals, or you can have a combination. We see a lot of brands that flex with mobile as well. So they might have a couple countertop setups in maybe a more traditional location, but then on the weekends or during some busy selling seasons, they'll spin up mobile point of sale devices, whether that's a mobile phone or the MPOS, Verifone Victa Mobile, so that they can really meet customers where they're at and make sure they are converting all of the traffic that comes in to their stores.
I love, you know, I'm a big tech dork. I love my gadgets and the POS hub. I often end up admiring the Shopify hardware, even though, you know, I personally am not using it. I'm hoping for the excuse to get to use one. This POS hub, I'm like, man, I wish just my regular USB hubs look this good. Like it's Apple M5 certified. It's got USB-C. It's, you know, this great, it looks like an aluminum sand bead blasted case. It's really good looking. And I'm on the Shopify hardware store right now. What else do you have in store for us here?
Well, we're going to have the Verifone Victa mobile device coming out very soon. Pre-orders have launched for the US and Canada, and we expect to start shipping and make it available in more countries in August. So we're really evolving from a very limited, pretty limited hardware ecosystem to one with more choice and flexibility. The hub is a big part of that with all the different peripherals that are now compatible. And the other big piece of that is our partnership with Verifone, which is a payments hardware global leader.
Industry standard, gold standard, great looking hardware. I'm curious, as a subject matter expert in these things, when you walk into any retail store, do you just immediately clock? You're like, yeah, that's this hardware. That's Victa. This is that. Like, do you just know off the top of your head?
There's a lot of different options out there, honestly. But I usually know it's a Shopify merchant when I feel something different about the brand experience. It's not always some specific detail in the hardware, but I think that what I'm starting to see now is the brands who are building really special experiences in store, whether that's a whiskey tasting or, you know, maybe a sit down and chit chat while you shop. Those are the brands that I think where I can feel that they are going to get the most out of Shopify and Shopify point of sale, because they are the ones that are building relationships with customers. And they see their retail stores as ways to introduce their brand to new customers or deepen the relationship that they already have if they've shopped online already before.
All right, I like that premise. The Shopify point of sale system at its core gives you more flexibility in that in-store retail experience compared to, you know, other alternative POS systems. Because similar to Shopify Online Store, Shopify POS has apps, has extensibility, has this very active software development lifecycle behind it. Is that you know, that flexibility, that dynamic aspect of it, where you could really configure it, both, you know, hardware and software, to what you want as a store owner? Is that, you know, why you think it applies that way?
Yeah, I think there's great customizability built into point of sale, whether it's the grid of tiles that you can customize on the home screen, or POS UI extensions, which are the custom apps that merchants or developers can build to create custom workflows on their point of sale. But I also think part of it too is just what's already built into the rails of point of sale. Something that we've had for over a year now is something that we've launched last year that I'm really excited about and continues to be so valuable for merchants is the native automatic email capture at checkout.
Automatic. That is, yes. Automatic.
Automatic. This is such a powerful opportunity. So the way it works is that when a customer checks out on point of sale, our technology processes the customer's payment data to match them with a customer in the shop network. And that's over, as you know, over 200 million buyers. And so if a match is found, we're bringing that data, that customer data, back to merchants so that they can segment their customers and maybe create custom email segmentation so that they can bring local shoppers back into the store. We're also building more ties between point of sale generally and the shop network and the shop app experiences so that there's a more seamless connection between online and offline shopping.
Ever had a customer cancel an order because they were shopping while high or because they broke up with their significant other? Those are real reasons customers could cancel, and they're a real headache for both you and your customers. Why should they have to email support to change, cancel, or update an order? Enter Cleverific. With Cleverific, your customers can edit their orders themselves through a self-service portal. That means fewer support tickets, faster shipping, and fewer returns. Everybody wins. Peter Manning, New York, cut their order support by 99% with Cleverific. Now it's your turn. Listeners of the Unofficial Shopify podcast get 50% off the Pro Plan. Just $49 a month. Go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use promo code KURT50 at checkout. It's less hassle, happier customers with Cleverific.
Helen, you didn't know this, but I absolutely love any time a Shopify feature leverages Shopify, the platform, the network, as a resource. And so, you know, leveraging Shop in this way and it being able to off payment data, look up and assign, you know, who this customer is, that's phenomenal. I mean, that's really cool. I like that a lot. So we're able to, you know, they walk in the store, they buy, they walk out, and then in Shopify POS, I've got this customer is now recorded as like this, you know, who purchased.
That's right. I mean, retailers work so hard to capture email and customer data in store. You know, I hear store associates asking people in person for their email all the time, and it always is a little bit awkward, you know? And
I think it's so awkward. I dread it.
And I think just taking a little bit of that load off of a store associate and customer interaction is great for Shopify to be really helpful during that transaction. But it's not just about the value added in that moment. It's also what you can do with that after. Like I mentioned, email segmentation for local marketing. I also think it's great to close the loop in the Shop app. So what's new this edition is that in the Shop app, when those customers see those receipts and that order history that's unified between online and offline in Shop, they're able to have that purchasing history in Shop. And then if they're also shopping for additional items in Shop at a later date, for example, if they are doing a pickup order in Shop, we're now surfacing retail locations during that buy online, pick up in store flow in Shop. We're also surfacing retail store locations during the returns process. So sometimes it can be really toilsome to have to take a return and, you know, package it up, print out the label, tape it on, and bring it to the mailbox bring it to the shipping location when their hours are open. Wouldn't you rather instead just go to the store? And if you wanted to get a different size, it would be much easier to just exchange it. And so we're surfacing those retail locations right when a customer in Shop is trying to do a return and saying, what would be the best or the easiest way for you to do a return? Well, you can actually go into the store. And when they go into the store, those ties between Shopify point of sale and Shop are ready to go. The retail store associate can just scan the QR code from their order and pull up their order and get going on the return or the exchange.
That's so convenient on both sides of the table. Yeah, no, talk about agitating the pain. When I have to mail something back, it sounds silly, but I'm like, it just ends up sitting. And then if I really am lazy, I miss the return window. Given the option, yeah, I would love to just return it in person. I think you mentioned it earlier, applying discounts is different now.
There's a couple of different exciting things on discounts. So the first thing I wanted to mention, the first thing is that discounts are now scannable. So what you can do now is let's say, Kurt, you're a new customer to my store. And you have a special welcome code that is unique to you. It could be welcome to Kurt, or you. Actually, it's usually one of those discount codes that are really hard to type in.
Yeah, the keyboard smash discount code.
Exactly. So what you can do now as a merchant is you can centrally generate codes, whether it's for a generic welcome code or a generic code, or it's for a unique code that gets sent to you individually by email. And then when Kurt, you bring that into my store as a store associate, I can just scan that discount code. It's a QR code. So it's a 2D barcode. So it's a 2D code. And instead of having to type in the keyboard smash, it just gets added to the cart as your unique discount code automatically.
Nice.
So that's time saved and toil saved there.
And then you mentioned time saved again, and that was a big theory here. Like in a total transaction, saving a full minute is a lot, and then it really adds up over, you know, an entire shift. It sounds like that the speed advantage we've gotten here is from a better UX UI experience.
I think it's a combination of both, but yes, absolutely. There are very visible improvements to the UX and the UI, the design of the experience. For example, in the cart itself, Let's say you wanted to attribute a staff to 2 out of the 4 items. Or in the cart itself, let's say you wanted to ship 3 out of the 5 items in the cart. Instead of going to all 3 of those items individually and saying, this one, ship it. Now this one, ship it. You can now multi-select. So you can say number item A, C, and D. I'm going to select these 3. I'm going to select ship for all 3 of these and not those 2 other ones. And there you have your split shipping order instead of having to go in and out and in and out. Adding a discount code can take a long time. Adding a shipping address, all these different things adding a shipping address can take a lot of time. So we really wanted to make sure that there were as few taps as possible to get to the right outcome while feeling extremely confident that they are serving the customer in a way that is delightful.
Yeah, by adding these clever little enhancements, what we end up doing is eliminating backtracking. I don't have to do as much repeat work, like ship, add it, go back, do it again, for each line item. Now I could do the bulk select and simplify things. It's that like backtracking and repeating processes. That's the thing that eats up time on us. And then of course, just the painful stuff, the annoying stuff, like, all right, I got to type in this 10-digit code of random characters.
Yeah. The other thing we're doing on that core selling flow that we talked about earlier is that the cart stays on screen throughout the entire customer transaction. And so this is really the anchor of everything a staff is doing in point of sale is they're building a cart. You got to know what's in the cart, if the right customer is in there, if the right line items are in there, the right attributes are being applied the whole time you're building a cart. So we never take you out of that focus, which is always building the cart. And even all the way through checkout, you now get to see the cart that you are checking out. So I think that's part of it too, is being able to feel anchored visually to the thing that you are really trying to achieve.
Does POS support staff attribution?
It does.
Okay. And I could, give me the quick overview. How does it work?
Yeah. So a staff can be attributed to a line item or all of the line items in a cart. You could be attributed to item 1, or I could be attributed to item number 2 if the both of us helped a customer with the sale. And then I see a lot of retailers with stylists or staff that they pay on commission. I also see retailers who do a combination of commission but also team goals for the whole store, for everybody who works in that store. So staff attribution really helps with those experiences that we were talking about before. Like if I'm helping you on the floor and really consulting you, or you have some questions or want some help, it's kind of full circle, right? We're bringing mobile selling to point of sale with obviously Tap to Pay and the Victa Mobile that's in pre-order now. Enabling staff to get out there onto the floor, shoulder to shoulder, building those relationships with merchants, and then making sure that on the order itself, all of that hard work is really reflected so that later on, you can see all of the work that was put into this relationship building.
Yeah, depending on the store, it's very important, to everyone, to the staff, to everybody. So that's why I ask about it. It sounds like you did it right. I'm glad it's there. And I'm surprised to hear it. Even I had just assumed like, oh, it's on the cart level, the order level. Here you could do it per line item, which that's really nice.
Yeah. I think it's all about, in some ways it is about staff attribution and quote unquote, the right person getting credit for the sale. But I also think that retail is a team sport. And so whether it's this line items with your name and that line items with my name, or just about, mobile selling on the floor, there's going to be a lot of action happening. And so I think it's much less silo than I think it is in a traditional sense. But the brands that I'm seeing having a great amount of success on Shop by POS is where there's a really strong teamwork among the staff. And they really see it as a community, really, of people who are coming into their store and feeling warm, welcomed in an elevated experience.
Support for this episode comes from Zipify One-Click Upsell. And they want to know, what if your upsell app paid for itself? Every Shopify merchant knows they need upsells. But upsells aren't free. There's the monthly cost, a cut of every sale. Some apps charge you per offer view, whether it converts or not. One-Click Upsell is the gold standard. It's the only upsell app that works across your entire funnel. The product page, the cart, checkout, and post-purchase. And recently, they introduced a feature that can make all of those upsells free. It's called Post Profit. It places brand-safe offers from names like Disney Plus and Hilton on your thank you page, and then deposits cash directly into your bank account. Some merchants are clearing $100,000 a month simply by turning it on. Post Profit can cover your entire one-click upsell subscription, so you get the best full-funnel upsell coverage available for a fraction of the cost. So free upsells sound good to you? Visit Zipify.com/Kurt and start your free trial today. That's Zipify.com/KURT. 30 days free.
Okay, say I'm already on POS. Is there anything I have to do to get these features? Is there an upgrade process? What? I'm excited. I want them. How do I get them?
You get them. You will get these features if you are on Shopify Point of Sale. The latest version of POS has all of these new updates related to the faster core selling flow. So all of the multi-select, the faster discounts experience that we talked about. If you are interested in mobile selling, Tap to Pay is already embedded in your mobile phone. iPhone, Android, so you can activate that. But then with the Verifone Victa Mobile, we have the Shopify hardware store where we can where pre-orders are available now. And then on the shop network and the email capture at checkout, that's all natively built in. Email capture, as we talked about, is automatic on card transactions.
So cool.
Yeah. And in shop, if you have your locations activated in Shopify admin, they are natively available in shop, in your brand experiences on shop. So I'm really excited about that one too. It just means that more foot traffic, more discoverability of retail store locations, and also faster fulfillment potentially. You don't have to ship it. They can just get in the store, return it or buy it, pick it up right away, and maybe even discover something new along the way. I think that's the really exciting thing about retail.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Someone browsing the store, whether they're there to buy or return something, there is always that opportunity. And so, yeah, anytime you can get them to visit, that's great. Is there, given your experience here, you said you were in New York talking to retailers now, is there, a piece of advice you'd want to give to a retailer using POS? They're like, hey, don't miss this. Like, here's a common, missed opportunity that you might want to check out.
That's a great question. I would say, actually, there's a couple. So one is, I talked to a retailer today that gets a ton of customers coming in with returns. These customers have shopped online and they maybe want to switch their size or get something different. And they sometimes initially see it as a challenge, a little bit of a burden. But something I would really encourage them to do is get excited about these as exchange opportunities, and opportunities to build, opportunities to introduce that customer to something else in the catalog. Maybe they were only looking at the footwear and they haven't looked at the apparel side of the business or apparel side of the catalog. And so retail stores are a perfect opportunity to introduce customers. If they're coming in the door, you have a great opportunity to exchange that item into something else, or just, get to know them a little bit as a member of your community.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah. The other one is, mobile. and just getting out there on the floor. I know I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I think there are a lot of brands who have set up their countertops, have had their countertop setups the way they've had them for a long time. And I'm sure they work great. And I don't think that precludes anyone from adding, from trying out mobile. And I don't mean mobile just for the sake of mobile. I mean mobile for the sake of enabling your store staff to be those brand ambassadors who are out on the floor with customers, shopping shoulder to shoulder, consulting, styling, chit-chatting, you know, whatever it is. I think customers just feel great when someone comes to them and is interested in what they're interested in. And sometimes that's hard when you have somebody who's stuck behind the counter. And so the Verifone Victa Mobile as the new MPOS device that we're launching in pre-order now is a perfect opportunity for that. Or just spin up one of your existing mobile devices. It's really flexible and you can get your store staff out there on the floor.
I love it. I do. I always, anytime we talk about POS, I'm like, I really wish I did, you know, I had more opportunity to play with POS because it's cool. Is there, you know, where should people go? They want to learn more. They want to check it out. They want to, you know, try it. What do they do?
If they want to check it out, you know, it's right there at your fingertips. Whether you want to get started from Shopify admin, go into the POS channel, or you can just download the POS mobile app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and log in with your Shopify account and get started. It's right there at your fingertips.
Okay, so let's recap. I think the big takeaway here is this experience is much faster for the customer and for the customer service rep, sales rep, whatever, who has to work the cashier, who has to work the point of sale system. So we've got multi-select line items. What else? How did we get this thing quicker, significantly quicker?
Yeah. So the latest version of Shopify POS is our fastest ever POS. Retail store staff can save over a minute when they're doing complex sales, when they're creating new customers, adding a lot of different products, applying discounts, and checking out. They're able to see their cart as a visual anchor, so they always know what they're up to, so that they always know what they're doing and what's the next step as they move along the cart building and checkout process. The brands that are seeing the biggest gains aren't just doing those like simple, you know, one item transactions. They're adding this enriched data so that they are able to capture customer information for loyalty and marketing. They're stacking discounts to drive sales and attributing staff to orders as well. And sometimes that can take a lot of steps. But this version of point of sale is our fastest version ever. And we're really excited about the time saved, the sales that are able to be made in that amount of time saved, but more importantly, the customer experiences that are delivered with confidence, during those flows.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. When I worked retail decades ago, I absolutely wished I had this.
Next time you work retail, you will have this.
For sure.
It's great to get in stores, by the way. It's so fun. And the store staff, obviously they work so hard, but they're having fun as a team when they do it. And, you know, getting into stores is just the best way to really see this in action. So love to take you around sometime.
I'll take you up on it because I know I've asked when I've recognized it, you know, in the wild, and I'll ask folks, oh, that's the Shopify POS, right? And I play dumb. Like, yeah. And then they're like, oh, do you want to see it? And like, they're so proud to show it off because then it's always like, they're like, you wouldn't believe the last thing we had, you know, like whatever they replaced, whatever POS replaced, they love it.
Yeah. I think they really make it their own. I mean, you and I, we talked earlier about like you know, the customizable tile grid, as well as like the UI extensions. But also we last year introduced the ability to add custom branding to your customer view in the terminal, as well as your lock screen, the pin screen in the point of sale. And I think it really makes a difference in that feeling of, you know, this is my POS.
I am of the opinion that I don't feel like I own it. I own something until I can personalize it in some way. So even like being able to just brand that lock screen, that goes a long way, especially in as part of, you know, a larger retail experience. No, I definitely appreciate those little touches.
It does, because people can see that, whether it's the staff or the customer, you know, it's often on the lock screen while waiting for you. And these brands have great inspiring images that they can. These retailers have great branding, and I've seen some good ones out there.
So, all right, coming to the end of our time together, it sounds like if I'm already on Shopify, I could just go look for the POS sales channel if I want to get started. If I'm already on it, these features are there. It is up to me to explore and enable them. Please do. And if I'm absolutely brand new to this, I could just download this in the App Store.
That's right. If you don't have Shopify yet, you can either download a point of sale mobile app from the App Store, Apple App Store, or Google Play Store, or just go to shopify.com/POS to find your way. But if you're a merchant already on Shopify, just from your admin, you got the POS channel. It's really open for it's really at your fingertips right there in admin, and just get into the mobile app really quickly, and that's where you'll make your sales.
You heard it here first. Helen Mu, Director of Product for Retail. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, before you go, I was hoping you would check out our new app, Promo Party Pro. It is what I want to be the single best, easiest way to run a free gift with purchase promo on Shopify. We just put it live in the App Store. We've got less than 50 users. We want your feedback. So if you need to run a free gift with purchase promo in the near future, install it, try it. There's a live chat. I check that all the time. And so if you have any issues at all, you know, or any suggestions on how we can make it even easier to use, let us know. We're happy to help. If you want to try it, search Promo Party in the App Store. Promo Party Pro is the app. Give it a shot. It's got a free trial. Thanks.